Hey, what's up? It's me, Ambrose WB from the Fit for Purpose podcast. And today I got something pretty cool. It's been a while since I've done a podcast, but this week or this weekend, I've really been engaged in a post around direct sell or multi-level marketing companies. So after just, you know, I guess being, internet gangster or Twitter fingers, just talking back and forth with people, I reached out to my buddy Dominic Frazier from the Unleash Your Inner Athlete podcast to have a quick conversation about one, people who sell supplementation, and two, people who buy it. So this is my first time having someone on the podcast. Please excuse the audio. It's something that we will definitely be working on as I do more posts. But for right now, I just wanted to give you guys something different, something special. And I hear two trainers go back and forth thinking about the state of our industry. And none of this was scripted. This was a regular phone call, as you could tell by the noise in the background and the flow. But I think it was a good conversation. And we'll definitely follow up. If you have any comments, concerns, suggestions, or questions, please send them over, because that will definitely help us get ready for the next one. So, without further ado, me, Ambrose WB, the Fit for Purpose podcast, and Dominic Frazier from the Unleash Your Inner Athlete podcast. Hope you enjoy. Peace.
Can you hear me?
Yes, even better now.
All right.
Am I good? Can you hear me?
Yeah, super low on this thing.
Yeah, so for your podcast with your homie, how'd you guys do it?
I just go through Anchor, and then you have somebody call into the channel.
Oh, call into the channel. See, I gotta start playing around. Yeah, man. So that's all I want to do, Dom, is play around. I just want to start talking to you more regularly anyways, but this is probably the most... Every once in a while I put a post up and like you see the activity on the post, but this activity has been in my DM. I've been getting DM by people like for the last 2 days about this shit. And I'm like, you know what? I've been having an article already in my mind about telling people why I quit selling Advocare. People keep asking me that shit. So let me just write an article about it. But I haven't actually wrote the article, but I think the perspective of playing around with today might be a good look. So basically what happened, man, is that people are on both ends, right? So people who are, distributors who weren't successful are talking mad shit. And then people who are users who aren't successful are talking shit too, right? So before I was going to talk shit about the distributors or about the people, but now I'm like, you know what? Let me talk about it because I am a supplement user myself. So I feel like it's going to be a more well-rounded approach. That makes sense?
Yep.
Yeah, man. So I'm not sure if you saw the first post, right? So the first post I saw was an article about Herbalife being a scam. And I posted it as clickbait. I just wanted to see what was going to happen, right? So I just forwarded that post to maybe my business page. I don't even know. Maybe it was my personal page. And people started chiming in. Everybody kept using the word scam, 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 scam. I'm like, I don't care what you feel about it, if you like it or not, they're not fucking scams. So that was what started the whole thing off, at least on my end, right? So I don't know how you feel about it, but going back and forth with you today was more about, yep, they're all different companies, but would you call any of these companies a scam? Have you found any company to be a scam?
No, because like what I tell people, like when you work for Walmart, they work for people and they work for people. Every company does that.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't get why, I don't get how people look at it so different. You know, like people say, oh, it's direct marketing, or no millionaire or billionaire has one job. You know,
that's a good point.
Herbalife really just hit the Midwest. So most people don't even know what they're talking about. I was down in Miami when it popped off. First and foremost, when all people's little shops popped up and they're like, hey, they're reaching out to me like, hey, you're a trainer. Why don't you come train here? You know, you could train here for free, yada, yada. And, you know, sell these, you know, do these free boot camps or these free fit camps and sell these shakes to people.
Oh, that's what you're talking about. So let me go back. So now you're in Michigan, right?
Yep.
Before that, you were in Milwaukee.
Well, I was in Miami before that, then Milwaukee.
Yeah, I'm sorry. So you were Milwaukee, Miami, then Michigan. So your perspective is saying that, and that's very true, right? Things take a while to get to the Midwest. So you're saying that in Miami, they were selling shakes for $15?
I mean, think about it. No shake is – so what it is like you can get a shake, but then you got to add all this shit to it. Your first shake is free, and then when you add a shake, it might be $10. They put the little aloe in it and stuff.
I feel you.
Like, for instance, I'm like the assistant strength coach at high school here. I'm a helper, per se, even though I just got offered to get a new high school next year. Anyways, the area that it's at, I was always like, you know, these kids should be getting on, you know, not just – the strength coach here is a big Gatorade guy. I don't know why.
Wait, in Miami, that would make sense.
No,
not
here
in Michigan, though.
Well, here in Michigan, he's a big, big, oh, just chocolate milk and Gatorade.
Oh, so, one of those dudes. Okay, that makes sense.
I mean, he's not even. Let's not even get into credentials or whatever.
Yeah, yes, I do that. He might hear this.
One of the kids was like, "Yo, there's a new shake place up the street, Detroit Nutrition or whatever." They talking to me like I can go there and get like some pre-made meals and shakes and stuff. Man, I go in there. Before I go in there, I pull up and I'm getting out the car. I couldn't even turn around because my man had already came outside to see me. It's an Herbalife store. He just reset Herbalife shakes and stuff. So I go in there about who I am or what I do or none of that. And he just off rip starts trying to sell me. You know, there's not a lot of black people, you know, in this And I got some brothers down in Detroit, man. You can link up with them. You could be making millions.
Whoa. See, I'm going to hop in. So this was the only thing that I said my problem is with the IC are the from the company side, right? The problem that I see from the company side, and this is where the company side comes in with the people who sell it as being a representation of the company, are these really outlandish claims about getting rich.
Exactly.
So like, that's where I said, you know, if I found anything that Herbalife is guilty, quote unquote, of, or scamming people, quote unquote, of, it are these claims. But I said to them, I don't think the company actually says it in that language. It's the people who are in the company who say it in their own interpretation.
I mean, I guess you got to really look at it because this isn't the first time that they've been sued for stuff of that magnitude.
And true, just, true.
A new article is coming out about a couple in Miami, in Hialeah, actually, that say that these are the things that they were told. So,
by whom though? Is this by another, you know, for people that don't know how these companies work, the terminology, and correct me, Dom, because I've been, you know, we're both in it, but we're not in it like we used to be or like some people are. What happens is you are signed up to work with these companies through what's called a sponsor, and you're a part of their downline. So, is this, are they saying that their downline, that their sponsor said this to them, or are they saying they went to an Herbalife sponsor event
Both. I think it was a little bit of both, and it trickled down because you got to think no sponsor is just going to say that off the top of their head unless they got it from somebody else.
Unless they are a scammer, you know what I mean? Because I won't go into a lot of detail about this. This is going to be another story from another time. But I met up with a buddy here in Milwaukee who years ago literally tried to get me into a scam, and the scam had nothing to do with supplementation. It had to do with online training before it became popular. So what I'm saying is that if somebody's a hustler in the most negative way, they might come into the company and say, oh, I see how I can get rich and I can do this. You know what I mean? And the company, it's not the company's fault. Somebody comes into the company and they're a scam artist. And that's what I'm saying. I've met people like that personally in fitness that are even outside of supplementation. You know what I'm saying? That makes sense.
Totally understood.
So you're saying that the company might have said this and the distributor or the sponsor. That makes sense. So here's the thing.
I'm just going off the article and I'm going off
of Steve. That makes sense. So for everybody listening, you know, if we post this, I personally have not done a lot of research into any of these companies lately, I want to say. But I just did a quick search before I called Dom. I put in a couple of companies that, one, I've either been a part of, or two, that I know. And the two companies were Herbalife, which we're talking about, obviously, for context. Avacare, which was the last company I was in a big way. And then Isagenix, which is a company that I still have people to this day ask me to join. So I put in the term Avacare scam, Isagenix scam, Herbalife scam. And I found all three of those companies have some of the same types of claims as we're seeing on Herbalife right now. And my question is, and I don't know the answer, Dom, is Herbalife getting the flack for this just because of the way they're marketing in general? They're marketing to a lot of young people, a lot of millennials. They are leveraging the internet in a way that Avacare has never, ever done. And I don't think they ever will do, from what I understand. And they're brand new. So basically what I'm trying to say is Herbalife catching the flack? Not brand new, but is Herbalife is newer than Avacare, and it's newer than Isagen. Okay, my bad. Okay, tell me more. So Herbalife is older than Avacare.
If I'm correct, one of the guys at the Herbalife actually created Avacare.
So he went from Avacare to Herbalife, you're saying, though, right?
Vice versa, Herbalife to Avacare. I could have sworn.
Oh, got it. Okay.
Before, because he didn't agree with some of the things that were going on with Herbalife. Don't quote me. I could have sworn I heard this before, but I'm not
sure. Oh, this is real. Hey, you know what? This might be a good pre-conversation before we do this, you know, another one, because I'm not sure. I know. So Dom has a podcast. I have a podcast. Real quick, Dom, can you tell people the theme for your podcast? Like what's it about?
My podcast is Unleash Your Inner Athlete. There are different segments in relation to mindset, fitness, sports performance, and nutrition, as well as about every 2 days I do a daily dose of Dom, just letting you into my life, my clients' lives, and the world of a, I guess what you would call a fitpreneur. Besides a strength and performance coach, I'm also a father, coach, and a husband. So I like to show people the other side, that there's more to this than just working out 24/7 like people assume. I'm a real living, breathing human being.
I'm a real person, right?
Yeah.
Super dope. Yeah, so I'll make sure that I link everybody up with Dom. And my podcast is the Fit for Purpose podcast, which is focusing on what I'm calling mental skills or social emotional fitness. And what I'm most interested in right now is the social aspect of this whole thing, or the psychology behind selling things and sharing things that, again, maybe, and Dom is right, you know, but we want to make sure we're being clear that I have not done my research on this. This is really off the cuff. You know, me and Dom are talking on Facebook. I say, yo, bro, you got 15 minutes to speak. And we hop on the call. So let me just go back. So for me, speaking personally, I knew about Avacare before I knew about Herbalife. And I know Avacare does have a big stake in the Midwest. As you said earlier, Herbalife was not in the Midwest, I should say, before Avacare. It was more, from my understanding, on the coast. But I do see that they're taking a more social or marketing approach to this thing online. Whereas Avacare is online, but they're really, from what I understand, it was really more person to person. It was really, really direct selling. So with that said, my whole point in saying that is that I think the quality of people that Avacare gets is better, whereas the speed of implementation that Herbalife has is better.
Well, I've seen it. I've seen Herbalife on Facebook and Instagram and how to do the marketing and whatnot as well. as well as lately I've seen Advocare too. Like,
and I wonder for Advocare, is that coming from the sponsors or is that coming from the company itself?
Or is it just coming from people that know how to work Facebook ads and stuff? The big thing with Herbalife that I do like, I'm not going to lie, the little fit camps they do.
Hey, Dom, for people that don't know, and I forgot about that till you just said it, because I remember seeing Herbalife and being jealous back in the day. Can you explain what the fit camps are?
I mean, you want the real way, like how me and you started in Milwaukee, or what's going on now?
Let's talk about what happened before, and let's come to what's happening now. Because I don't even know what's happening now. But I know back in the day, I was like, yo, Herbalife's fit camps are dope. And I wasn't going to switch over at that point, but I did like how they were doing their social aspect of their fitness.
See, so you thought about it too. It caught you. It was intriguing.
Of course. Yes, the marketing's on point. I want to give Herbalife his credit where it's due. The marketing was phenomenal.
Right. So it was phenomenal. The biggest thing that Herbalife does is they get people that wear the little badges and stuff, and they'll go into gyms and whatnot and say that they lost such and such many pounds or ask me how or rock their little compression shirt or water bottles. The big thing they have is like they do these, they'll rent like a space or something, and they'll do these fit camp, like boot camps, but it's not really free because you buy a shake at the end. Shake might be $5 or whatever, but I mean, I've been at two different organizations that I used to work for, one as a CrossFit coach, and then another as just a fitness trainer at a studio, and they both started implementing, you know, Herbalife. You know, I ran a women's boot camp where, you know, they paid a certain amount, but then included, you know, was after each workout was, here, you can get these shakes. But then right when you're done with the workout, when you're getting your shake, the shake is being made on top of, like, you know, when you go to like Walmart or like Target and you go to the jewelry section, you can see all the jewelry. So all the products are encased in this thing. And you can buy the stuff right then and there, you know. As far as like with Advocare, not many people buy enough physical product or whatever to have it always on them. You know what
Wade.
I mean?
Yeah, you're right. And for people, here's where I wonder if someone coming into the business feels it's a scam. Because the best thing about Advocare that I liked was the fact that I didn't have to have any physical products on hand.
Right.
I didn't have the money for that, and I've never owned a gym, so people would never be able to see the products anyways.
Exactly.
So if I were someone coming in brand new, and my sponsor, you know, because they were either well-to-do or they risked money on their credit card or whatever the case is, and they got a physical location, that was the plan of action for me moving forward, and I spent money to buy a studio space, and I didn't make any money, I would be pissed off too, because now instead of spending a couple hundred dollars to start a business, now you're out thousands of dollars because you have a lease and utilities and all these other things behind it. So I forgot about that, Dom. So thanks for clarifying that, because I don't hear people talk about Advocare being a scam personally as much as I hear Herbalife. Right. But I forgot about these whole fit camps that they were doing.
And if you really think about it, those are huge because, I mean, let's be real, Ambrose. A lot of people can't afford me and you, and I say that humbly. They can't afford it. But they can afford you know, a $5 boot camp.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? They can afford $99 a month with a meal plan and Herbalife products.
Wow, man, we might have to really do some research and talk about this. It might even be a series of conversations. Okay, so let's talk about it now from the side of the consumer, right? So if you are in the business side, we're saying with some of these companies, we're not just talking about Herbalife, because we're only using Herbalife for context, but also directly. So let's say if you join the company, it's $200 to join. You only make money when you sell product. That's the whole thing with every company. That's Starbucks, Under Armour, someone has to sell things to make money, right?
Right.
So let's say if you're a consumer now and you've bought the product and you get the, you know, the very stereotypical or very typical objection at the end, it didn't work. Because it didn't work, it's a scam. How do you feel about that, Dom? When someone says they bought the product, they didn't lose any weight. Now they're saying that you, as a distributor, you're a scam artist, or you're fake, or whatever the case is going to be. How do you feel about that?
I mean, I've had that happen. You know, I've had it happen
to you personally.
Oh yeah, I've had it happen to the point where I've had to, along with people getting product, you know, write them a full-fledged 30-day program to go with it.
Wow.
Now, I also would do that out of the benefit of the fact that I know what I do works if you follow it.
That's the point I'm getting to, right? So, like, let's say if somebody buys the products. Let's say this is any company now. Any company. They buy the products, and they don't do it, but they still are able to give you a review that it didn't work. And that's what I'm wondering about these people who are saying this stuff. Did you actually do what your trainer said to do before you go online, or, you know, mouth to mouth, ruining someone's credibility?
Right.
So did those people that you've had to, you know, come out of pocket for in your time of your service, did they actually do what you said to do? Did you even care about that? Or were they doing it and not getting results, so you would do extra stuff for them because they were doing what you said to do?
Oh, most it would honestly be they weren't doing everything that I told them. And I'm the type where I would go above and beyond. My whole breakdown would be like, hey, if you invest in the 24-day challenge, I'll write you a program and I will train you like you're one of my regular remote coaching clients. Now, my remote clients, they're paying a premium full package, meaning I'm contacting them every week, every day, once a week through video chat and more. But I also know, and you know it as well, yeah, if you're new to exercising and you start something like the 24-day challenge, the bare minimum program of 2 to 3 times a week, you're going to get some sort of result.
Yes. Let's break that down, Dom. So I know you said it really, really clearly, but let's talk to people who are not trainers, who don't know what you just said when you said that. So you're saying that if someone starts to work with you, and Avicare, the what do you call it, is the flagship or the main program, it's called the 24-day challenge. So you buy a kit supplementation, and what Dom is saying is even back in the day, they didn't have an exercise component to that. So if you were a trainer, you were able to give what's called value add. You were able to say to someone, one, come to my workouts in person and I'll include it in the cost or give you a discount. Or two, you know, where me and Dom are now, we'll do remote coaching. So that's online coaching. And it's somewhere between then and now, Avicare started offering their own workout program or plan that I might have used for people who couldn't afford to do a higher price program. So how would you explain that to someone that's brand new? Like the idea about if you just do the bare minimum, you're gonna see results. What's the quick science behind that?
Because you're so new to fitness or exercise, however you wanna label it, you're creating a stimulus to your body, which AKA is a stressor. Yes, exercise is a negative stress depending on how you look at it.
That's a whole other conversation we gotta have. I'm sorry to cut you off. Yes.
It's a stressor on your body no matter how you look at it. So your body is gonna respond through transitions. Now, the hard part that people don't realize is the older you are exercise history wise, the harder it is for your body to transform.
Now break down really quickly. Exercise, all right, age or history, right?
Your exercise age. So let's say your thing is bodybuilding, right? You've been bodybuilding for 15 years. For simply put, if you jump into Zumba or CrossFit, your body's going to respond to that like it was your first 365 days of weightlifting, because that is a new stimulus to your body. So simply put, I'll break it down like this. It's a lot harder for me and Ambrose to drop body fat or gain lean muscle, not for the fact that we don't know what we're doing, but for the fact that our exercise age is damn near our age.
From playing sports and playing football and being a trainer, right? So training since we were 11, 12, 13, we've been training ever since then. So for us to get the same response from what we do in the gym will be harder for us. If you're a couch potato and you don't exercise and you start doing an even basic program like walking or weights or using the cardio machine, Dom saying that you're going to get results. Is that correct?
Correct.
And add it in. Let me ask this question. If that's the case, then why even do supplementation? If somebody can just start to work out, they have a low exercise age, why would someone buy supplementation from you or me or myself?
Truthfully, this day and age, I don't know. Because I don't...
Okay.
I'm going to use the word holistic, but through my OPEC CCP and Precision Nutrition and all the other nutritional stuff that I've studied in the past, I would say 5 years, you know, supplements shouldn't be number one on people's priority, but it is because they believe quick fix, okay? They believe because I'm taking something, I'm guaranteed results. Now,
there we go. Keep going. This is
now, long. I do keep recommend going. Everybody take a quality multivitamin, creatine, fish oil, okay, and some sort of protein, and definitely a green veggie. Yes, or a greens powder. Yes, that seems like a lot, but our food is not 100% these days.
That's what I was going for. Please break that down. So you're saying that, hey, look, if you're a couch potato, you may not need supplementation to get results, but even still, you generally recommend certain things, and I would actually second those things that you mentioned. A multivitamin, green supplementation is the newest one for me that's been awesome. It's probably my favorite thing. A fish oil. My multi, I don't always stick with my multi, to be very honest with you. Creatine I always take, and I always have a whey, some type of protein powder. So what about the nutrients? So you're saying the nutrients that we get now from food don't actually give us everything that we need? That's why supplementation is key?
Exactly, because let's really look at gut health. I could tell you for the longest, my gut's been jacked up. Don't know why, but I'm going to get all the blood tests done. But I say that to say this. Just because you eat something doesn't mean your body absorbs it.
There we go. Boom. Super early. All right, Dom. So I only asked for 15 minutes, man, but we're on 26 minutes. This is really dope. So let's give them 4 more minutes. This would be a good tester to see how your people, my people, like this conversation. I've been really wanting to talk to you about things like this for a long time. So I'm writing an article right now about my personal story about why I quit selling Advocare. So I stopped selling Advocare back in 2013. And right now I'm getting lots of people DMing me, asking me, hey, are you still in Advocare? My answer is yes, I'm still in Advocare. I have a 40% discount, but I'm not doing it as a business anymore.
Right.
That makes sense. So where are you right now? Just for a disclaimer, right? So people don't think we're just, you know, there's gonna be no follow up to this. No one's gonna send you to a link to buy supplementation. That's not how me and Dom do, if you can't tell. That's, we just want to give you guys the actual disclaimer. So where are you at right now in your supplementation business?
I would say I'm pretty much in the same as well. You know, I mean, when I was in Florida, I had probably 65 distributors. I think I've got like 10 right now.
Not because you were crushing it,
but it wasn't like my paychecks were really going up, you know. Because out of those 65, only 5 of them were like at 40% or at advisors, but nobody was really, really trying to do it as a business. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And if you're trying to build a business, you've got to have at least 5 really trying to do it as a business. So now,
and for people, for disclaimer, me and Dom are on the same team. So I was Dom's sponsor. I chased Dom for years. Dom for years, and Dom was in my downline. So funny that I'm actually forgetting this. It's coming back to me right now. So right now, because of something that I'm going to talk about in this article, Dom's no longer in my business. Is that right, Dom?
That is correct.
That's correct. So that's the piece that I've been holding on to for too long. I spent a lot of time, a lot of effort building my business. And in the snap of a finger, I lost my entire business. And I didn't do the best thing as far as tightening up those loose ends. I got very emotional, very upset, and very pissed off. So I quit. And I'll talk about that more later. But we got a minute left, Dom. So what would you want to say to wrap it up, right? So we're talking about two things, right? One, the business side of this, and two, the personal side of it. My takeaway for people is simply this. Do your own research, both personally and professionally. Supplementation is good for you as a person taking it, as Dom said, our gut health, absorption rates, and at the same time, if you're brand new, you probably don't need it, but we both take supplementation. We take not quite a lot, but might seem like quite a lot to most people. Two, I would not be where I'm at today without learning the sales techniques, the networking, and actually getting clients through supplementation. So I owe a lot of my business to the five companies that I did over the last 12 years. So do your own research and then do something, try it out. Don't just try it, but do it. And then share from your own personal experience. So this is me and Dom talking about our personal experience with these things. And we'll do our research if we're going to have a second episode about this, because I don't really know the status of online supplementation or things like this, honestly. But that's my takeaway. Do your own research, try it out, and then share it from your experience. And don't talk to people like you know what's going on, because if you don't sell it, you don't know what's going on. If you don't take it, you can't really talk about it because you don't know what's going on. So that's my takeaway. What would your takeaway be, Dom, for people?
Man, I would say the exact same, because, I mean, there's nothing wrong with it. But when you're doing it like how me and you were for so long, you're going to get to that point where, like, you know, you almost kind of take a break from doing it as a business more so because, I mean, life happens, you know, like that's not my focus to make it, you know, my only business. And it never was to begin with. I always looked at it like, okay, hey, I'm a fitness professional. If I'm giving clients, if I'm writing their meal plans and their macro prescriptions, why would I tell them to go in GNC to buy product?
Exactly.
That's how I always looked at it. Now, is Advocare the only company I use? No, because as much as I want it to be, they don't have everything.
Exactly. So basically, Dom, you're saying that you have integrity as a professional.
Yes.
And you do what's best for your clients and your business partners, right? So at some point, people that you were talking about building the business were not your clients. They were your actual partners, right?
Right.
Very good. So with that said, everybody, this is Ambrose WB, the Fit for Purpose podcast. And Dominic, say your podcast name again.
Unleash Your Inner Athlete podcast.
So this is one of, I'm hoping, some regular talks with Dom. We're both very busy. He called me out, though, last week, so I'm glad for it. I appreciate him. We can hop on here and talk about it. I'm going to actually not edit this thing whatsoever. I'm about to post this to Facebook right now. But what we're going to do is follow up. I'm going to write an article tonight about my own personal story. Probably going to be a really long, in-depth blog post. But right now I'm asking people, if you're hearing this, you want to give your own personal story, your own feedback, a quick 5-minute conversation. I'll hop on the phone with you. I'll hop on the even like an Instagram or Messenger, quick talk back and forth. I want to get some real feedback from people on both ends of this conversation, consumers and business builders, and honestly, people who have done this and who have not done this before, to give a well-rounded idea about the status or nature of this whole thing. Because I think people are missing out on the opportunity, both for their health and maybe for their own, you know, personal or professional advancement, networking, learning how to sell things. And I'm not sure about Dom, but I believe we both made a considerable amount of income. We made money doing this. So when people say it's a scam, I had checks to show people, like, here's a check. It's definitely not a scam. So I want people to be informed to make better decisions about their health and also about their hustle. Anything else, Dom?
No, oh, man, that's it.
All right, man, I really appreciate you.
Go ahead.
No, go for it. I said, I really appreciate you. You got the last word. Go for it.
I was going to say, we got to discuss Beachbody, man, because you.
Hey. That was the first one. That was the first one, man. So that's actually, I'm writing about that right now. That was the first one I jumped into. And I'm going to say this, Dom. Without Beachbody, I would not be a personal trainer today.
Hey.
Without Beachbody, I would not be a personal trainer today. And I'll tell you what, I made $0 with Beachbody. And I'm happy about it. I made not a single dollar from Beachbody.
I would probably say somebody from Beachbody's in my inbox at least twice a month.
Really?
But bro,
fascinating. Please.
I'll say this though. As much as I want to dislike their on-demand programs, because people can go, I'll do this program instead of paying you for your knowledge.
Yep.
Their programs are legit, bro.
They are, man. Tony Horton, Sean T, Kelly, they got great stuff. That's the thing, right? All these companies, no one's putting together a supplementation company, an online fitness program over the weekend. Even people you think are scamming people, they're putting in work. And Beachbody is an OG in this industry. That was the very first company that I hopped into. Again, I'll go into more detail later, but I also can't talk shit about them because I see it and they're doing good stuff. It's just not for me. Right. It's just not for me. All right, brother. We can do this again, Dom. I'm not sure if some things are good for you or not, but I got super fired up, man. I was on my Facebook just replying to people, sending out paragraphs and shit. So I was like, you know what? Let me just hop on the phone with a professional so I can actually talk about it and also write about it so that I can make sure that this thing is living and breathing online. So in case people bring it back up again, I can say, hey, look at the article. Listen to the podcast. That's my viewpoint on it. So we can move forward.
Sounds good.
All right, brother. Talk to you soon.
All right. Peace.
Peace.
So that was that. About a 30-minute conversation with Dominic Frazier. Again, from the Unleash Your Inner Athlete podcast. And I'm very curious. What'd you think about it? Was it cool being unscripted? Would you rather us go through some things in a different order? Are you interested in having more people, more guests? What about the time length? 30 minutes was longer than I expected, but we could have kept going for at least another half an hour at the very least. Let me know. I'm not sure if you're on the Anchor app yet, but that's where I record this. And then from there, I can distribute it to, I think, SoundCloud, definitely iTunes, Spotify. But if you download the Anchor app, it's a cooler and I think an even better way to engage. So if you haven't done that just yet, check out Anchor, A-N-C-H-O-R. If you download the app, you'll get all the updates about this show. But more importantly, you can do things like clap. You can send me audio responses. I think you can also do commenting. That's pretty common. That's that. Thanks for listening to this show. And I will be back as soon as possible. Can't give any promises yet. Appreciate you and talk to you next time. Peace.